to order. In compliance with the state and county shelter at home orders, meetings will be held by teleconference only until further notice. And I understand, I got a notice today that the next meeting will be public in the conference room. So that's good news. This meeting can be viewed on channel 20 and is available on live streaming on the city's website and on www.slowspan.org. Members of the public may provide public comment during the meeting by calling 805-321-6639. The phone line is now open. Commissioner Long, would you like to lead us in the flag salute?
He would, but he's not present.
Commissioner Long is present.
Oh, do I have a volunteer then?
Well, I will do it.
Great. Commissioner Halverson, take it away.
So I will stand, and you won't be able to see me. Here we go. All right. Please join me in pledging allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, Ms. Rattana.
Commissioner Holden?
Here.
Commissioner McLaughlin?
Here.
Vice Chair Halverson?
Here.
Chair Rodman?
Here.
Please let the records show that Commissioner Long is not present.
Thank you. Agenda review. At this time, the Planning Commission will review the order of business to be conducted and receive requests for or make announcements regarding any changes in the order of the day. The Commission should, by motion, adopt the agenda as presented or as revised. Do any of the commissioners have an announcement or revision? Then do I have a motion to approve the agenda review and a second?
I move that we accept the agenda as submitted.
And I second.
All right, I hear a second. And so all in favor state aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Public communications, please call in at 805-321-6639 if you would like to provide any public comment. During this time, the Commission will allow public communication. Any member of the public may address the Commission for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of this Commission. The Commission will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the Commission cannot act on items not on the agenda. So let me open a public comment. Is there anyone on the phone line?
Yes, we have a Carrie Brockman.
Okay. Can we hear from Carrie or Carrie? Carrie?
Yes. Yes. Oh. Hello.
Oh, let her name. Okay. Correct your name.
Carrie. T-E-R-R-I.
Yes. Hi, Carrie. You can continue.
Yes, I am addressing the council today to give a personal voice to your support of affordable housing.
Hey, wait a minute, Carrie. I think we're getting an echo. Let me turn my sound off and then start from the beginning, please.
I am addressing the council today to give a personal voice to your support of affordable housing and credible resources information in Grover Beach. Joshua's dad died when he was 11. He has two siblings that were raised by his mom in Fresno and the support of their church and their generosity of their Grover Beach grandma. The memories Joshua has of our little friendly community helped keep him connected and trusting in humanity, even through loss, not to mention a healthy reverence for the power of the ocean, which will take you down to size, even if you're 13. After high school, Josh married his fellow schoolmate, Fresno girl Tara, and now is a parent of four little ones. This week, with a mortgage Fresno house and a bit of equity and a custodial career in hand, Josh was accepted as a new hire to our beloved Arroyo Grande High School. Today, I discovered Josh and family cannot live here or anywhere around here with a $50,000 deposit and a promise of a $34,000 year salary unless his family does what our last hope realtor said he's just going to have to rent from now on. I think we can do better. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
There's no other callers, and you're on mute, Chair Rodman.
It's a microphone button.
There, so dumb. Okay. Great, no other callers. Does any staff or commissioner, anyone on the staff want to comment to that last public comment?
Chair Rodman, I'll just add that it is one of the top council goals for the next 2 years to address a lack of more affordable housing as well as homelessness. And as you may be aware, last week's council meeting, they went ahead and gave the green light for the People Self-Help Housing and Housing Authority of San Luis Obispo project to continue to move forward through the process. And that's a 53-unit affordable housing project on South 13th Street. So.
Thank you for that explanation. There being no other comments, I'm going to close public comment. And we'll move on to consent agenda and open consent agenda. Is there any member of the public who wishes to address the commission on the item listed under the consent agenda? If so, please call in at 805-321-6639. Our first item on the consent and our only item on the consent agenda that I see is the meeting minutes of June 1, 2021 of the Planning Commission meeting. We have reviewed that document. Is there any discussion, corrections? If not, a motion will be necessary to approve the consent agenda.
Yeah. I move that we accept the minutes of the meeting, last meeting, as submitted.
I hear a first. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Very good. All so we can do with a voice vote. All those in favor, state aye.
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 All those opposed? There being none, if motion passes, We move on to public hearing. And again, I'll make the announcement. If there is any member of the public who wishes to comment on item two, please call in at 805-321-6639. And item two is a development application 21-23. The applicant is Scott Pace. And I'm going to introduce Assistant Planner Cassandra Mesa. You may take the floor.
Actually, Chair Rotman, yes. Janet Reese will give this presentation tonight.
Oh, okay. Go ahead with your presentation, Ms. Reese. I see your banner, but I do not hear.
You see the cover, the first slide, Rafael?
Yes. Yeah. The screen isn't, at least your bar can't be seen.
What do you mean by bar? Oh. Well, there we go. Good evening, Commission. Development application 21-23 is a request for a time extension and an amendment to a development application 1909. Well, now my slide's not moving. What's going on? Development application 1909 was previously approved by the commission in June of 2019. The applicant is requesting to increase the size of the rear unit from 1,400 square feet to 1,600 square feet, or approximately 13%. Development code section 6.30.070 authorizes the community development director to approve minor changes to previously approved development applications, including expansions of an approved project if it does not exceed 10%. However, because this project is requesting an increase in size by 13%, the Planning Commission must approve the amendment to the project to allow the increase in size. As a result of the proposed plan revision, the applicant has delayed construction and is also requesting a one-year time extension. The previously approved first floor plan is on the left versus the revised is on the right. I've also tried to highlight or identify the increase in the area. On the first floor, it's basically the garage. The front of the garage comes out by 7 feet or so. Basically, it's to accommodate this laundry room, which was where the walk-in closet is. So the laundry room moved over and then pushed the garage forward. On the second floor, it's just slightly larger, kind of all over, just around the edges, basically. There's not one concentrated area of increase. So again, the right on the left is was the previously approved, and on the right is the new floor plan with the yellow highlight of roughly the additional space. Staff has reviewed the revised project and determined that the increase in size of the rear project is still consistent with the development code standards. Staff recommends that the Planning Commission adopt a resolution approving development application 2123 for an amendment to 1909 and a one-year time extension. That concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you very much for that clear report, Ms. Reitz. Do any commissioners at this time have any specific questions about the staff report for the staff? Commissioners? I don't hear any. The only question I have, or not really, just a confirmation that the side setbacks, I'm looking at the high density residential zone development standard, the front setback is not applicable from the street. The side
for the rear unit, that is correct.
Yeah, the side setback is the same for the requirement and the proposal. The rear setback is 10 feet, which is required and proposed. And the building height is 24.2 feet, and the maximum is 32 feet. All that is correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. I think there be no other questions of the staff. We can open the public hearing with the applicant to speak first. So, Clerk Ratana, do you have the applicant on the line? And I guess I should open the public hearing with Gavel. Okay.
I do not have anyone on the line, but they may be present in the Teams.
Yeah, the applicant's on the Teams.
There is an applicant for this project on the team, correct?
Correct.
So
yes.
I don't see you, but you can go ahead and speak, applicant.
Okay, I believe I'm on. Am I on? I'm Scott Pace.
Yeah, I can hear you. Is this great. Scott Pace?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Commission, for looking at this over. Really, I'm really here for your, if you got any questions. My only comment is that through, the reason why I thought that the increase in the size is important is things have changed a lot here recently. And recently, I mean, in the last, since COVID, probably since the first of the year, with prices, with costs of materials and such. So these things are real important when I go to sell this thing. We haven't, we will be putting them up for sale, but we usually don't do that till they're pretty much done. And not only always does our market price keep up with the price of materials and other things. Plus, we thought they were better suited for what we wanted to do anyway, but we did have a lot of help with staff, and we appreciate that in getting them approved the first time. I don't know that I've had one take quite this long before, but I haven't gone through COVID either. So, but I'm anxious to get started. We've also agreed to work on our building plans along with the time that it's taken to get this in front of you. So if this is approved, we are already a few steps ahead with getting our, building plans, I hope, approved and ready to move dirt and create a couple of new homes.
Does that conclude your report?
It does. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. So is there any member of the public who wishes to comment on this item? Please call in at 805-321-6639. Is there any member of the public on the line?
We do not have any calls.
All right. Hearing no further comments, I'll close the public hearing. and let the commission provide comments on the proposed project. Reminding you, I'm sure you've looked at the findings on page 1 and 2, attachment number 2, that we need to make in order to approve this project. So, commissioners, any comments on this application 21-23?
I'm okay with it. I could make a motion unless the other commissioners want to speak. All right, then I move that the Planning Commission adopt the resolution to approve development application 2123.
Is there a second?
I will second.
Clerk Ratana, will you call the roll?
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Vice Chair Halverson?
Yes.
And Chair Rodman?
Yes.
And Commissioner McLaughlin?
Yes.
That motion carries. Excellent. So let's move on to item number, right?
I said thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Incidentally, applicant, I am glad to see that there is a plan to put a very nice unit on this empty lot. So good luck with it, and I hope you can progress as soon as possible.
Thank you. Us too. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Now, if there is any member of the public who wishes to comment on item 3, please call in at 805-321-6639. Number 3 is development application 21-06, applicant Ryan Melville. And I'll introduce the planners, Cassandra Mesa and Janet Reese, and I guess Janet Reese is going to present. You have the floor.
I'll be presenting this one. Thank you, Ron.
Right. You're trading off. All righty, I like it.
The proposed project site consists of an existing 7,500 square foot lot. There is an existing 648 square foot single family residence that was constructed in 1952. A portion of the property is vacant at the north, at the corner of North 12th Street and Atlantic City Avenue. And there is an existing detached garage on site. The site is in the R1 zone, and a development permit is required due to the height of the proposed structure. The applicant proposes to demolish the existing detached garage and construct a new single-family residence with an attached garage that includes a new 2,568 square foot single-family two-story residence and an attached 528 square foot garage. The proposed single family residence would total 24.25 feet in height as measured from average natural grade. Proposed garage and existing single family residence will remain one story, and the existing single family residence will become an accessory dwelling unit. This is the new elevation for the new structure off of North 12th Street. The residence will be set back 10 feet 4 inches, and the garage will be set back 20 and a half feet from the west property line. The proposed single family residence and garage will be set back 5 feet from the east property line. And the proposed garage would be approximately 16 feet from the existing single family residence, and the proposed single-family residence would be set back 20 feet from the north property line, which is Atlantic City Avenue. The proposed project cannot be denied based off of specific adverse impacts on public health or may only be denied if there are specific adverse impacts on public health and must be quantifiable, direct, and unavoidable impact. And the project is consistent with the general plan as well as the development code. In the R1 zone north of Grand Avenue, residences can be constructed up to 16 feet in height by right. Residences greater than 16 feet in height require approval of a development permit and the finding that the proposed project would not substantially obstruct views from adjacent properties. Therefore, the proposed residence requires a development permit based on the residence exceeding 16 feet in height as measured from the average natural grade. The city's development code requires that the Planning Commission make a finding that the proposed project would not substantially obstruct views from adjacent properties. The existing policy does not differentiate between different views such as the ocean, hills, or dunes. The determination of what is substantial is made by the Planning Commission after review of all the information, including public testimony. At the conclusion of the public hearing, story poles were put up to demonstrate the height of the proposed residence, and the pole heights were certified by a licensed surveyor. Staff has visited the site and taken photographs from various locations, and it does not appear that the proposed residence would substantially block views of the ocean, dunes, or hillsides, et cetera. However, staff is unable to access views from all of the surrounding properties, and the purpose of the public hearing is to allow input from the residences. And staff would like to mention that a residence up to 16 feet in height is allowed by right, and that a proposed 16-foot residence would likely block any potential views from the single-story residences on the north side of Atlantic City Avenue. The story poles are marked at the proposed building height, which are the lower black line, and as well as the red marks at the top, which is the maximum height of 25 feet. This is a view of 562 North 12th Street from North 12th Street looking to the northeast towards Atlantic City Avenue. And then this is looking at the property from Atlantic City Avenue. And then this photograph is looking at the property from North 12th Street. The proposed project is consistent with the general plan and development code and meets all objective design standards as discussed. And therefore, staff recommends approval of the development permit for the subject, the project, with the conditions of approval in the resolution. And that concludes staff's presentation.
Very well done. Thank you. I'm going to call an alphabetical order for commissioners. If they have any specific questions for staff on the staff report. So that would be Commissioner Long will be up first.
He's not here.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Commissioner McLaughlin.
I would support the project.
Okay, Commissioner Holden.
I would also support the project.
Vice Chair Halverson.
Well, I'm not going to say I support the project because of our speeches at the beginning of the meeting, but I have no questions of staff at this time.
Very good. Thank you. And thanks for your clarification. The only comment I have, a question, I guess, for the staff report is, you mentioned a view analysis. According to the state, we're just confirming that. Is it true we are only allowed to use objective findings in order to deny projects such as this one?
That is correct. that is before you today, because it is a requirement in our development code.
Yes, and we're working at, I understand, we're working at updating that code.
Correct. Okay.
The public hearing then is now open. With the applicant, you speak first. Applicant, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you so much, Chair Rodman and fellow commissioners. We really appreciate the opportunity to review our application for our new family home at the corner of 12th Street and Atlantic. Me and my wife and our new daughter moved into town about 8 months ago. She's from Arroyo Grande and went to Arroyo Grande High. We had the opportunity to purchase a home in this area, and we love the opportunity to build a new family home and something that could really fit into the community. So, you know, I'm here to answer any questions, but we just wanted to thank you for your consideration.
Okay, thank you. And you are available. Is there any, I guess we go right ahead to the public hearing then. Public hearing is open again. If I want to announce that any member of the public who wishes to comment on item three, please call in at 805-321-6639. Anyone on the line?
We do not have any calls on the line.
Okay. That being said, then I will close the public hearing. And let the commissioners provide comments on the proposed projects. And I can draw your attention to the findings we need to make on attachment one, page one and two. Commissioners.
Well, now that we've finished public comment, I guess my comment would be just that I have driven past this property many, many times. I passed by on the way to and from the freeway, and I've been wondering for some time when someone would grab it and develop something. It's been asking for it, a nice vacant lot. So congratulations on acquiring it, and congratulations on moving to the area and be able to build your dream house. So I don't have any objections to approving this.
Any other commissioners? I think you kind of already made a comment earlier, but do you have any comments, questions of the staff or anything at all? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Where'd it go? I would move that we adopt resolution approving development application 21-06 for a development permit.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
I call on Clerk Ratana to call the roll, please.
Vice Chair Halverson?
Yes.
Commissioner McLaughlin?
Yes.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
And Chair Rodman?
Yes. This motion carries then, and congratulations to the little baby I see in the picture also. Yay for babies.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. We really appreciate your consideration.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Continuing on. Item number four. If there's any member of the public who wishes to comment on item number four, please call in at 805-321-6639. And item four is development application 21-18, applicant Eldorado Holdings / Eldorado Distribution LLC. And senior planner, Rafael Castillo, please give us your report.
Thank you, Chairperson Rodman. Good evening, commissioners. Let me start this up here. So before you this evening is development application 2118. Make sure, can everyone see that on their screen? Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, perfect. So again, this is development application 2118, 921 and 931 Huber Street or Huston Street. So this is an image here on the front. The former Central Coast built Central Coast printing building is still not moving. Technology is a lovely thing. Did it switch over? Okay, I'll figure this out in a minute. Bear with us.
Yeah, we're fine.
Stand up. Let's do that. There we go. I should have done it. Oh my God, whoosh. Okay. This way. Okay, let's keep changing this. So we got that. Still nothing?
Just the heading still.
Heading? All right. Okay, remind me to kill teams. Let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. All right, we got that.
Yay! All right.
Okay. I know. I just needed to change it. All right. So let's no wrong presentation. So. I figured out what was wrong though. All right. So, let's see here. Okay. 931 Huston is what I want. All right. Okay. I think now we're back to regularly scheduled program. There we go. All right. So again, this is development application 2018. I apologize for the technical glitch there. Lesson learned. Don't trust teams saying you can present this. So anyways, this is the former Central Coast printing building. It is a new property owner has purchased this property. So this business has been there for quite some time. The business, unfortunately, has relocated to the city of San Luis Obispo. And then originally the property owner was looking to rent the building out, but instead has sold this. And so the applicant has purchased both pieces of property, and which is why they are before us this evening to do a use permit for commercial cannabis use. So on your screen here, on the left-hand side is a picture of the lot. There's actually two legal lots of record here, lots B3 and B4. The picture on your right is the parking lot, again, showing new construction. This building was recently completed, well, recently, as in over the last 20 years. So again, very prime building, ready to go for the proposed use. So on your screen right there, the site is zoned industrial. It is directly adjacent to our courtyard, which is in blue. And as mentioned earlier, these are two legal lots. So here on the aerial, as you see, this would be the lot line right here for lot B4 is the existing building and B3 is the new lot. Or excuse me, the second lot. So development application, it is again a commercial, it's two items. One is a lot, proposed lot merger. So existing merging lots B4 and B3 together into one parcel. And then also it's a use permit for commercial cannabis business. So the existing building is to remain. And then the use of lot B3 for deliveries and overflow parking, which is why there's a requirement for a lot merger, and it is a part, it is included as part of your resolution. As proposed site plans include DG base, so this area right here would be included in the DG base for the new deliveries. There's the new landscaping. So as you remember from the image here on the street, this is all existing landscaping. The applicant is proposing new landscaping and a new sidewalk along Huston Street. And that would extend down to this new new driveway, which would include pavers. So the image on your screen is the rendering from the project architect for the screening. So again, this is a commercial cannabis use processing as well as distribution. And so they're proposing a screening wall here with a composite wood fence. It wasn't necessarily wood material, but instead it's a much denser material than typical wood that you see at any hardware store. And then this is the artist rendering of additional landscaping along the existing frontage along Huston. So again, there's been conditions that have been added that include maintenance of the proposed wall fence screening. And another condition is removal of the existing sea trains that are on the site. That is a condition from the Gruber Beach Police Department. So as a part of this application, again, they are not proposing any changes to the exterior of the building, but what they are proposing is interior changes. So approximately 13,325 square feet of commercial cannabis manufacturing, processing, and packaging. So the areas that you see here in the light green is that. Approximately 1,455 feet of commercial cannabis distribution uses. So that is this area right here. And then approximately 1,820 square feet of office and ancillary uses to support the commercial cannabis operation. So mainly this area over here in blue and gray. So again, they are proposing removals of minor walls and tenant improvements to create this commercial cannabis processing. And so a good question is, what is it processing that they're actually doing? Is they're taking commercial flower that is grown on their farms and other farms throughout the state and bring this raw cannabis product to this building in order to process it, i.e. prepare it for sale, either it's through cuts or through the actual flower itself, drying, et cetera, and then distributing out and using this area here. So, which is why they need quite a big area in order to process the raw flower. So similar to all of our proposed projects, we have to look at this in terms of consistency with our general plan. The proposed project is consistent with land use element policies, LU 11.4, which is clean industries, and LU 20.3, the overall design objective for industrial development. The existing buildings and design do meet site plan requirements as adopted in our industrial design guidelines, as well as requirements for building articulation and form. As with all proposed use permits, we do have to look at consistency with our adopted development code. And so it is consistent with industrial development standards, including landscaping requirements, as well as setbacks and parking. This proposed project does need to be consistent with our commercial cannabis regulations that are included in both our development code, as well as what is known as our regulatory ordinance or in the municipal code. So that includes development standards for commercial cannabis uses, including hours of operation, odor control and waste management. Odor control definitely is included as a part of the building permit project and would be included as a part of a final evaluation and a final walkthrough, which includes reports and evaluations from various service groups that are involved in the construction and build out of the building. And then finally, this proposed screening with the masonry composite wall, that is a requirement of not only the police department as part of the regulatory ordinance, but also as a part of our industrial design guidelines and industrial regulations. So very similar to most of our projects, the Five Cities Fire Authority does review this, but as well as the River Beach Police Department. And so they have reviewed the provided plans for consistency, not only with security, but also fire safety as well. Police Department has preliminarily approved the proposed layout. This may change as a part of the building permit process, but as per all of our commercial cannabis uses, PD works alongside with all of our applicants and also requires a final walkthrough and a final security plan prior to final of a building permit and prior to final of a commercial cannabis permit, which is the final step in order to begin operation in the city. The Fire City Fire Authority requires a CIH report and also additional final inspections. Because this is a newer construction building, fire sprinklers and other required items are already inside the building. So it's a little bit easier for them to work with Five Cities Fire Authority to get going quicker. As a part of the proposed project, we do look at it from the California Environmental Quality standpoint and do an environmental review. The proposed project does qualify for categorical exemptions. A class one is the interior alterations that will be completed within the existing building. And then the class three is for new construction, and this will include the sidewalk improvements that are proposed along Huston. The proposed project is not located in an environmentally sensitive area, and findings are included in your draft resolutions this evening. Based on the staff report that was provided by city staff, as well as our review, we are recommending that the Planning Commission adopt a resolution to approve development application 2118 for a lot merger and a commercial cannabis use permit located at 921 and 931 Huston Street. And with that, I'm going to open it up to questions from the commissioners or clarifications.
Thank you, Mr. Castillo, for that fine report. So, commissioners, let me call on you alphabetically again for any specific questions for the staff about the staff report. Commissioner Holden.
I don't have any questions.
Commissioner Long? Oh, he's not here. I'm sorry. Commissioner McLaughlin.
I don't have any comments at this time.
Okay, and Vice Chair Halverson.
I have no questions either at this time.
Okay, I just have, thank you, Vice Chair Halverson. I just have one, a little confusion. When I visited the site of this project, the sign that identifies that there's a meeting on this project tonight was actually across the street at the empty lot, but there is no building in this project across the street. The two lots are behind each other. Is that correct?
No. So the proposed project involves the Central Coast Printing Building. So that's the main building that you see out there today off of Huston.
Right.
And then there's a lot directly behind right. Central Coast Printing that's empty. Which touches our court facility. That is lot B3, which is also included as a part of the use permit this evening.
But the lot across the street, the empty lot across the street is not involved. It's the one that's the lot behind it. Am I still confused?
I think so. Let me pull up an aerial and...
Yeah, let me see the aerial again.
So are you saying it was directly across the street? So again, if you're looking, Huston shooting up north, and then here's Farrell. So this empty lot is lot B3, but you're saying the posting was across the street from that?
Yes.
Because across the street from that is the McCall building.
I see. Well, there's an empty lot next to that McCall building, and that's where the sign was. But yeah, but I understand now that those the two lots involved in this building are behind each other or in front of each other, not across the street of Houston.
No. Again, the use permit here is this Central Coast Printing building and the lot directly to the south, which is this empty lot. And you can see the cargo containers. This is our courtyard, and then this little corner right here is the Natural Healing Center, just to give a little bit of perspective of where we're at with the world.
Yeah, understood. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's open the public hearing. And let's begin with the applicant. Is the applicant on the line?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm Derek Carter with MW Architects, representing the applicant. And we'd like to take this opportunity to thank staff and commissioners for your time and consideration, as well as working so efficiently to get this thing done for us quickly. We reviewed the report, and we're in agreement with all. We accept all conditions and your recommendations for approval. Myself and our project team are here to answer any questions or address any concerns you may have at this time.
We will know that you are available. If we have any questions, we'll ask them. So I hope you can take a little while. Do I hear an echo or something?
Thank you.
I guess not. Okay. So anyway, I open the public hearing. Is there anyone on the line, Ms. Rotana?
No, we do not have any callers on the line.
All right. No callers on the line. Hearing no further comments, I'll close the public hearing then. And let the commission provide comments, questions, and so on the proposed project. Again, drawing your attention to the findings in the resolution, number 21, 1 through 3. And we have the staff recommendation up on the screen. Commissioners, comments. Go ahead and speak up. I'm not hearing any comments. Then I'll make my one and only comment is driving through our industrial area, I have noticed today that all of the cannabis new buildings are very much an attractive addition to that area. And it looks as though this continuing development will also be that. So thank you, applicant, very much. And I will entertain a motion, Commissioner.
I will move that we adopt a resolution to approve development application 2118.
And the use permit?
Oh, it just went away. Oh, sorry. And the use permit and the merger and the use permit, is that okay? Sorry.
Stay with me. Okay, is there a second?
I will second it.
All right, there being a first and second, then Clerk Rotana, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Vice Chair Halverson?
Yes.
Commissioner McLaughlin?
Yes.
And Chair Rodman?
Yes. Sounds like that motion passes. Very well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And thank you again. We're ready to move on to number 5. I'll make the announcement again. Is there any member of the public who wishes to comment on item number 4? Please call in at 805-321-6639. Number five is the development application 21-04. The applicant is Coastal Demo Incorporated. So I introduce Senior Planner Rafael Castillo. You may give your report. And I see your head on the screen.
This is development application 2104. So again, the applicant is Coastal Demo Inc.
Yep.
As the slide did move, correct?
Yes, it did.
Perfect.
Wait a minute. All right. Okay. Yeah.
So developing application 2104. It's an image before you on the screen of 911 Griffin. So a little bit of history to this property. It's it's currently being used as an outdoor storage. There are no buildings on site. It's been used thereabouts as an outdoor storage use for quite some time, as we did a little bit of research on this project. So the applicants before you this evening are proposing additional construction of a new building, approximately 5,000 square feet. Because of that new construction in the industrial zone, we are requiring the use actually come into conformance with our development code. So that includes a use permit for the outdoor storage. And so as they would like to expand, we're bringing it in line with development code. So the proposed site is seen there, outlined in red. It is zone industrial. So you can see the site right there. And then again, 911 Griffith. Across the street are the unmanned gas pumps. Here to the Kitty Quarter is current construction for the Juicy commercial cannabis retailer. There's an existing U-Haul / mini storage here to the north, and then to the south are industrial condos. So again, the trigger for the use permit is the application for the applicant who wishes to construct a new storage and garage in order to store materials as well as equipment in a 5,000 square foot. So they are proposing this new building here at the corner of the site. Here along the front, you saw the existing C trains. Those are allowed via use permit. So they are conditions that are attached to that. One of those conditions are to move those existing C trains to the rear portion of the lot. So you can see those here on the corner of your screen, as well as there's a new proposed carport, which is this dashed black line right here. And then new paved parking, which will be adjacent to the building, which includes existing gravel and pervious surfaces, and then required frontage improvements. So this is Griffith Street. For those of you who have driven along Griffith Street, it does require a little bit of upgrades with a newer development. So that will include proposed curb, gutter, and sidewalk along Griffith. And then the applicant is proposing a new paver driveway for consistency with our industrial design guidelines. As a part of this project, the applicant is required to bring the site into conformance with development code standards, including landscaping. And so the applicant is proposing to meet those requirements through landscaping on the rear portion of the new storage garage. But then a significant amount of landscaping will be completed here at the front. So the applicant is proposing basins to be located along the Griffith Street frontage, directly adjacent to the sidewalk, and then a new screening wall to be located here. And we'll get into that a little bit as we get a little bit more detail of that screening wall, because it is an outdoor storage use in the staff report. The applicant is also proposing additional street trees along Griffith for consistency with our development code, as well as additional shrubbery and landscaping along that wall. So this is an elevation of the proposed 5,000 square foot garage. You can see there, there's contrasting colors in terms of the color palette that is used. They are proposing a faux wood material as sort of introducing a different material against the galvanized steel. So you can see that here in the red, and then an additional sort of flat roof to give it a little bit more form and function on the metal building. And so again, these are the elevations of the proposed 5,000 square foot storage building. This is elevations showing from the back and rear, as well as the front, it looking straight on from the side. So similar to all industrial projects, there needs to be a consistency finding with both the general code and the development code. So the following project is consistent with LU 20.3, which is overall design objectives for industrial development. And again, we did look at against the development code and the industrial design guidelines, which were adopted about 2 to 3 years ago. But again, we are looking for consistency with that. So we did add an additional condition to ensure that consistency, and that is highlighted in your staff report. It is this area here that is sort of rev cloud here that is proposed additional area for use of materials or floor windows to meet design guidelines. City staff did speak with the applicant, and the applicant could speak to this a little bit more, but the applicant has provided utilizing some sort of window feature to meet that intent, and that is something that city staff is okay with as proposed. So again, this condition that would meet the intent of the condition, but again, that's something that the staff, that the applicant's representative can speak about a little bit more. Because this is an outdoor storage use, city staff is concerned with fencing and screening. So the development code has two sections that pertain to proposed outdoor storage use, screening and fencing. The first one is that a solid decorative wall of masonry or similar durable material, 6 to 8 feet in height, be utilized for screening. The second code section states that it is entirely enclosed by a solid wall or fence. So you can see those two code sections kind of work with each other, but they kind of go against each other at the same time. The applicant is proposing a 10-foot high fence and the use of a horizontal wood fence. Based on that review, we are recommending the following. The first one is the maximum of 8 feet high screening wall for consistency with development code. Development code does cap that at 8 feet. We are also proposing to cap that at 8 feet as well. The second is we are proposing a masonry composite or other type of decorative or durable fencing materials. And the reason why is we want to avoid the use of a wood fence because when it's not properly treated or maintained, wood fences can fade, become stained from moisture, or become dilapidated. So as you can see, there's a picture there of a outdoor storage yard on your right-hand side that was constructed over the last 10 years, and they used a masonry storm material with a solid metal gate. Again, that's something that as we go through uses in the industrial area, as a comment was made earlier, that as you drive through the industrial area, it is getting upgraded. That's one, that's money that's being flowed into the industrial area, but two, that's our design guidelines kicking in and trying to elevate the level of design. And speaking with the applicant is looking at doing a composite wood for this wall, very similar to what you saw in the last project, and that is something that would meet staff's intention of our conditions before you this evening. Moving on to the landscaping plan, again, the applicant is proposing landscaping along Griffith Street. The proposed plan before you does meet our standards in our development code for the minimum amount of landscaping, which is 10% in the industrial zone. However, screening is required for the cargo containers consistent with the development code section on cargo containers. And additional conditions have been added. The first one is to add additional screening trees, again, to screen the cargo containers. The second condition in the landscaping conditions of approval is to create a more free-form basin at the entry for consistency with our industrial design guidelines to create a focal point of landscaping with a maximum of 2 foot depth. So what we're looking for is a 2-for-1 depth. A great example for that is the Green Park development. I know that's a residential development, but the picture on your upper left-hand side of the screen shows how that 2-to-1 depth looks like, no fencing on there. The picture on your bottom right or bottom left-hand side is actually of the project just kitty corner that I mentioned earlier. That is the Jushi commercial cannabis retailer, and that's a base that's that has a steeper slope, therefore requires fencing to be completed, and that's something that the industrial design guidelines strive to move away. So again, the 2-for-1 max slope and creating more of a free form rather than these deep pocketed basins is what we're looking for and what has been conditioned. So again, as all projects, this is reviewed against the California Environmental Quality Act. There is a proposed exemption, class 3, for the sidewalk improvements as well as the proposed new building that will be on site. The proposed project is not located in an environmentally sensitive area, and these are findings that are included as a part of your draft resolution this evening. So staff is recommending that the Planning Commission adopt a resolution to approve development application 2104 for a use permit to allow for outdoor storage and a development permit for a 5,000 square foot storage building and associated site improvements. And with that, I will open up to questions from the commission or any clarifications.
Thank you, Senior Planner Castillo. Commissioners, let's do alphabetical order again. And any questions you have for the staff about the staff report? Commissioner Holden.
I don't have any questions.
Commissioner McLaughlin.
I don't have any questions at this time. Thanks.
And Commissioner Vice Chair Halverson.
Yeah, I just have one curiosity question. We talked a lot about how the fencing on the front of the property facing the street is going to look. What are our city code requirements for the fencing on the other three sides of the property, and what are the plans for this development?
So that is a fantastic question, Commissioner Halverson. That's something that Bruce and I and the applicant discussed as a part of this project. The wood fencing would be appropriate. I believe they are proposing to improve the sides. As I went through the various location, there is an already existing fencing, specifically going on the north to the outdoor storage area. But it is definitely something that the applicant can test on to answer your question a little bit more poignantly.
Okay, but the city requirements for that fencing, I mean, is chain link with barbed wire acceptable or?
No, it is not. It is solid fencing that is required.
Okay.
So the wood fence would work. I know in some instances we have required the chain link with vinyl slats, again, to add that sort of screening. But it's something that design guidelines, while it can't mandate that those go away, it does highly recommend and strongly encourage that those not be utilized.
Okay, thank you.
Any commissioners? I just have one kind of a question. So the fencing that is there now is out of code, from what it looked to me when I drove around it today.
That is, I mean,
and fencing are not sub code, right?
Well, again, yeah, that is. I mean, it's an existing use that they're bringing into conformity. So when you do drive around in the industrial zone as well as other zones, there are times where the development does not meet the development code or that intent. But again, in this instance here, we have an applicant who's wishing to expand this outdoor storage in terms of putting in a new building, which is when it's our opportunity as city staff to bring those sites into conformance.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that clarification. I want to open the public hearing and allow the applicant to speak first. Applicant, are you on the line?
Yes, good evening, and thanks, Chair Rodman and Planning Commission for seeing our project tonight. My name is CJ with MW Architects, and I'll be representing the applicant tonight. So we did work with Mr. Castillo in depth on developing this property. Coast Demo has been on site here for over 10 years now and has been using the site, great local business. They do actually a lot of demolition projects, all the way up from Monterey down to Santa Barbara. So it's a good anchor, a good company to have in here. And did I cut out there? There we go. Phone is struggling to stay on this. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm back with you now.
Good.
Yeah. So as Mr. Castillo explained and in his staff report, I think we and the applicant agree with the findings, with the conditions, to bring some of the issues that the design had into conformance. The wall material along the front edge, bringing that up to the 8-foot height standard and using composite material for maintenance concerns. To speak a little bit to Commissioner Halverson's concern about where fencing is, existing new, on the north property line, so separating us from the mini storage, there's an existing low CMU fence with a wood fence on top. We're proposing that remains because it's a sufficient, it's about 8-foot high total assembly along the north, and it's on the existing adjacent parcel. However, to the south, so coming north along Griffin, we're proposing an 8-foot wall to continue the full length of the property line to turn up towards the north when it hits the eastern property line, and then tie into that same existing wall that is along the north, which is the CMU base with a wood wall on top. We're going to be using wood fencing along the property line walls along the southern and the what would be the eastern property line, but the composite material will blend and look similar to that along the frontage. And we're articulating that wall with some vertical elements and some posts in the corners to come into conformance with the design guidelines of the industrial design guidelines. Overall, this is a great opportunity, I think, to clean up the site. One of the development, long-term goals is to hold the, what would be the south western corner of the property, which currently we're putting parking and then have a smaller gravel yard for potentially a future headquarters office building for the same tenant. One of the design guideline discussions that we had was encouragement to bring buildings closer to the frontage to hide and screen storage yards. In the long term, Coast-Demo hopes to eventually develop that front area as an office, which would be a more appealing building than a storage building used for accessory storage, vehicle storage, and equipment. So there is a long-term plan. We wanted to get this first part and continue forward, hopefully in the future, to develop this site. But bringing kind of nice chaos into order. And so I think we're going to end up with a nice frontage that cleans up the look and starts to bring this site into compliance. So I'm here for any questions that you guys might have and appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you for that report. And I hope you can stick around and see if we have any questions for you after the public hearing. So let's hear. Is there anybody on the line that wants to speak on this proposal?
We have no calls on the line.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Isn't that interesting to me that our first couple of proposals in this industrial area, we had lots of people that wanted to speak in favor or against, and now we pretty much, thanks, I think, to our staff, we pretty much answer all the questions. And so, it looks like the commissioners don't have any questions on these things because the staff has already answered them all. But here's your opportunity on this one, commissioners. What are your comments, questions, whatever you have, let's hear them.
Well, I guess I don't have any other comments or questions except my previous one about the fencing. I think it's going to be a great little project to clean up the appearance of the front of the property there on the street line, and I support it.
And that explanation from the applicant answers your questions about the fencing?
Yes, certainly.
Okay. Any other commissioners wish to comment before I do? No? All right, then I would just like to, again, to say, driving by this project today, I am sure glad that the fencing is going to be improved. It's quite a mess, and I'm very thankful the architect is going to fix it. And the 8-foot-high wall and fencing and the tree screening and all of that looks as though it's going to really, really improve the looks of that lot. And, of course, the storage building there, they're going to have a place to put. I would like to encourage the owners to keep that gate closed whenever they can. And it'd be nice, wouldn't it, to have a little automatic opening and closing gate there. But anyway, yes. So I'm ready for a motion, commissioners, if that is your wish.
Well, I move that we adopt the resolution to approve development application 21-04.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
I heard a couple of seconds. So let's have a roll call vote. Clerk Rotano.
Vice Chair Halverson?
Yes.
Commissioner McLaughlin?
Yes.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
And Chair Rodman?
Yes. That motion passes. So great. Good luck, applicant.
Thank you.
Moving on to item six. Is there any member of the public who wishes to comment on item six? Please call in at 805-321-6639. And then the title of this project is Development Application 10-03, Time Extension Applicant Pacifica Companies V Lodge. And we're going to hear from Community Development Director Bruce Buckingham. Please give your report.
Good evening, Chair, members of the Commission. Just a brief background on the project. The Council approved the Grover Beach Lodge project back in 2014. The project was subsequently amended in 2017 to add a roof deck. And in July of 2018, there was an amendment that eliminated a standalone conference center, incorporating that meeting space into the building and a reconfiguration of the parking lot as a result of that. So most of you are familiar, this project is located at the very end of West Grand Avenue. It's within Pismo State Beach. The approved project consists of three hotel buildings, 144 rooms, a restaurant, 4,000 square feet of meeting space, and the roof deck. I'll mention that it's a very unusual situation. It's in the city limits. It's within a state park. In this case, as much as the city has taken the lead in the entitlement role for the coastal development permit, the lead permitting agencies for construction are actually state parks as well as the state fire marshal. And the city's permitting is strictly limited to the city public improvements for the project, any minor street improvements, water and sewer service to the site. Next slide. So a little bit difficult to read the site plan here, but you have Grand Avenue at the bottom running east-west. Highway 1 is to your right or the east. And the very lower left-hand corner is existing Finn's restaurant. You can see then most of the site, of course, is vacant today. The three new buildings kind of facing the ocean with the majority of the parking remaining behind that to the buildings to the east. Next slide. And here's a nice elevation or rendering of the entrance to the hotel. Next. And just a different view out of the south elevation. This shows the entry to the restaurant. Next slide. So the time extension before you tonight, the applicant is requesting a two-year extension. This is as a result of COVID-19, which we've all dealt with over the last year and a half. The revised schedule provided by the applicant indicates the plan review and permitting process can be completed by October of 2022, with a hotel construction beginning in March of 2023. Next slide. So tonight's action by the commission is to make a recommendation to the council, as they're the actual review authority for this project. Staff is recommending that the commission tonight recommend the council approve the time extension, and the project has been already scheduled for hearing before the city council on July 26th. So that concludes my report. When you do open the public hearing, Tom Bell with Pacifica Companies is available for questions.
All right, thank you, Community Development Director. So, commissioners, do you have any questions for the staff about the staff report? Commissioner Holden.
I have no questions.
Commissioner McLaughlin. Is your mic muted, Commissioner McLaughlin?
Well, was that for me? I think I don't have any questions at this time.
Excellent. And Vice Chair Halverson?
Yeah, I don't have any questions at this time either.
Very well. Good. Let's then open the public hearing and hear from the applicant first. And the applicant, I forgot your name already. I'm sorry.
It's Tom Bell, B-E-L-L.
Mr. Bell, continue.
Okay. Yeah. We're looking forward to building this hotel, and we think this is going to be a unique property for your area, and your area is a unique property, unique area for ourselves too. So we're anxious to get it moving. Obviously, it's going to take some time to get through all the permits and the approvals now that we have to go to all the separate entities, but we're prepared to do that. And once we get through the city council meeting, we will get our consultants back on board to start going full speed and get us out of the paper and on the ground as soon as possible.
Okay, that concludes your report.
That's mine. Thank you. By the way, I just want to make a comment. I think your meeting has been very well organized and efficiently managed. You guys have done a really nice job. I'm used to sitting till 3 o'clock in the morning at City Hall to get through all of these things, and it was sure nice to do that from home today.
Well, and yes, and you are last, so I apologize for that. But
that's okay.
Thank you and that goes to all of the commissioners and most of all to our staff.
Sure.
Compliment very much to them. So let's hear any other comments from the public. Nicole Ritana.
No one is on the line.
Okay. So then commissioners, what are your comments on this project? And let me say one more time, your last chance to call 805-321-6639 if you have any comments at all. So let's go ahead and close the public hearing, and I'll let you commissioners take over.
Well, I'll go in alphabetical order this time and speak first.
I questioned that too, but I figured out because you are assistant rather than just a plain commissioner, that's why you go last.
Oh, I see. Well, that's very democratic of you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We should get you a bar to wear or something, right?
An maybe a little tiara.
Yeah, there you go.
the lodge, you know, it's been something ever since I've been a commissioner, and I'm about to go through a process to hopefully get renominated. It's been on the docket, and before I was a commissioner, it was on the docket. So it's something that I think everybody who knows about it in the city has been looking forward to for some time. I get questions about it all the time. What happened? What happened to it? Because of the bureaucracy, I think as much as COVID, we're still sitting here approving time extensions. But it sounds like it's on its way, and I totally support it. And that's all the comments I have.
All right. Any other commissioners care to chime in?
I would just agree with what David just said and can't wait for those pretty buildings to be put in by the beach.
Any other commissioners? Well, then I have a comment. It seems it's been 7 years for this project, and yet we're still going to wait two more years for any groundbreaking. And I and the people in the community I hear from are very impatient And yes, I understand it's not our responsibility that the holdup has been the state or the Pacifica company themselves. I noticed in their letter that they, it says in the second paragraph, architects slash consultants proceed with the design that is required to meet the 2019 California Building Code. So they've been trying to meet the 2019 Building Code, and here we are in 2021, at least 2-3 years later, and they're still trying to meet the Building Code, and it'll be 2 more years before they break ground. So that being said, I am very upset that they are asking for 2 more years. I would be willing to grant them a year, but for crying out loud, and I don't mean to cry, but for crying out loud, let's get this thing going. So that, anybody else care to respond to that? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, I have to respond to that, Chair. You know, I don't think the Pacifica companies want at all to extend the project schedule. I'm sure they're very anxious. They were very anxious several years ago to get this thing moving. You know, again, I think the blame rests mostly on the number of entities that got involved in this project, being on the beach and being in the state's venue, and you got the state parks rec, you got the coastal commission, you got us, and probably a number of other entities that all have to be satisfied. And it's a bureaucratic, I don't want to say nightmare, but it's pretty tough for a company to get through all that and satisfy everybody. And they probably had to go round and round several times because one guy demands one thing and you got to take it around to the other entities and they demand something different. And it's a huge challenge. And so I would not challenge the 2-year extension at all. I think we need to give them the time that they need to get through this because the end result is going to be very well worth it.
I certainly hope so. But yes, any other comments from the staff or commissioners before we have a motion? Oh, that's house noise. Okay, so yes, I'll entertain a motion on this application 10-03.
So I move that the council approve a 2-year time extension for development application 1003.
And a second?
I would second it.
Okay. Being moved and seconded, please let's have a roll call vote.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Vice Chair Helverson?
Yes.
Commissioner McLaughlin?
Yes.
And Chair Rodman?
No.
Ooh, I crossed him.
So wait a minute, we still have a quorum with my no vote, is that correct?
That's correct. 3-1, nope. The motion passes.
Motion passes. Thank you. All right. So we're up to commissioner comments. What, let's call on each commissioner again, beginning with Commissioner Long. Any comments on tonight's agenda, on anything you see happening in Grover Beach? Any comments at all?
He's not here.
Pardon me?
He's not here.
Oh, gosh. What did I say? Okay. Commissioner Holden.
I have nothing.
Commissioner McLaughlin.
No comments at this time.
Commissioner or Vice Chair Halverson.
Yeah, I just would like to say that I'm sure staff is looking forward to being back in the council chambers where they have some control over their displays, their graphics. You know, it's kind of a mixed emotion for me because it's nice to be sitting here in my my dining room for the meeting. But I'll put some pants on and come to the council chambers next month.
Hey.
You know, it was said several times during the meeting tonight, but staff is doing an outstanding job in preparing for these meetings. And I don't think they would go as smoothly without that. So, again, commendations to staff.
Okay, so that's hearing from everybody, but I have maybe four comments here if you care to listen to me a bit longer. All compliments, really. I'm driving around, I see the road work is being completed and how that adds to the attractiveness of our community throughout the Grover Beach area. I see projects that are being completed. I see projects that still are not being completed, but the ones that are being completed are very much, and sometimes I come back and look at my notes to see what we were responsible for on how that project has been completed. And then I'm looking forward to the community development director's report to hear about the progress on El Camino. And then kind of a personal note, if I may, in the last couple of weeks, I've been noting that the decisions that we make and the city council make affect people. You know, I know they affect the way Grover Beach is going to look in the future. I know they affect businesses, but I've been made very well by my family that what decisions we make really do have an effect on people. And I just want all the commissioners and the staff to make a note in their brains that we're not just going through the motions in order to meet what state requirements there are. We have in the back of our minds that we have a real effect on real people. Okay, so community development director, please give me your report.
Well, I started off the meeting under public comment, just informing you of the council's action last week at their meeting to give the green light for the affordable housing project to move forward. There's more work behind the scenes that will be done, and that will come back to the council for their consideration of a development and disposition agreement, which is basically an agreement that explains how the city would provide or transfer the property ownership to the affordable housing developer so that they can obtain financing and move forward. So, even as they said, the project is still probably a couple of years away from breaking ground, in part because of the tax credit application they need to go through in order to secure funding. But the 53 affordable units, if you recall our RENA, our regional housing needs assessment, we have 369 units that we're supposed to plan for over the next 8 years, a mixture of income levels, but I think it's 148 had to be in the low income category. So 53 in and of itself is about 35% of our low income allocation, if you will. So it will be huge process if that project comes to fruition. So that was the big council update. Just your normal questions. We still continue to have inquiries and interest in the entitled hotel project at 950 El Camino Real. No action by the applicant of any significance for the two hotels entitled 1598 El Camino Real. And of course, you heard tonight the Grover Beach Lodge update. So there's our four entitled hotels that we're looking forward to having constructed in the community. Nothing else in the development application world I was going to touch on. I just wanted to look forward at our upcoming schedule. We do have our next meeting on August 3rd. It will be in person. We will be back in the council chambers. The council is doing the same in transitioning. Their first meeting will be on July 26th. And yes, to Commissioner Halverson's comments, no shorts and no flip-flops, please. We have a dress code. So on a note, I will be out of town on August 3rd. So Mr. Castillo and Mr. Hale will be running the show. Right now, it looks like a pretty light agenda. We anticipate another cannabis project on the agenda, maybe another residential project, but a pretty short agenda. And then just to remind you that, your next scheduled meeting, September 7th and October 5th, both of those meeting dates will be a joint City Council Planning Commission workshop. Again, our consultant on our code update, MIG Consultants, they will be running those workshops. This is the first step in moving forward with our major development code update to implement our housing element policies, but this will be addressing ultimately objective versus subjective standards and eliminating our subjective standards. So what we will do for September and October is we will likely end up with a special Planning Commission meeting then to address those items that'll be before the commission. So we'll keep you posted on that, but that is your future agenda schedule. Again, if anybody cannot attend a meeting, it's always helpful to know in advance, but I'm really hoping that all five commissioners will be able to attend both of those council commission workshops, as there'll be a lot of information that'll be presented and a lot of feedback that the consultant will be looking for from the commission and council. And just to understand the rest of that process, once both workshops are held, the consultant will come back to the council to confirm that these are the items then that will move forward with the code amendment update. Then over the holidays and early next year, all of that ordinance will be drafted, the environmental review completed, and then in the spring, that will be back before the commission and then ultimately the council for consideration of adoption. So we'll keep you posted, but it's the first step in a long process. So that's all I have, unless you have any other questions for me tonight.
Well, I think I notified you officially that I'll be out of town from September 30th to August 22nd, I believe it is. My wife and I get to go to Europe, so we're looking forward to that. So, yeah, other commissioners, I encourage you to let the staff know of any summer plans or fall plans, and I'll be sorry to miss that October 5th workshop. Any other final comments before we adjourn from the commissioners? No? All right. Then I adjourn the meeting at 7:38.
I knew there was. Thank you, everybody.
I forgot which way. 7:38 then. I think that's. I'm going to congratulate myself. That may have been the only mistake I made tonight. Oh, well, my wife said nope. Okay. Good night, everybody.